This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Many questions I received in regard to Laylatul Qadr. What is Laylatul Qadr? And is it true it is the 27th, as we see all the masajid are filled up in the 27th, and they say this is Laylatul Qadr? Laylatul Qadr is a night that it is repeated every Ramadan. As Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah was asked, is it a night that took place at one time in the history or something happened every year? He said, no, this is something happened every year. And that's something also Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu arda have said. And Al-Quran speaks about this night and give it very interesting descriptions. It is Laylatul Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. القدر يعني من المكانة يعني هذا له قدر عظيم مكانة عظيمة. It is a distinguished night. It is very elevated and in a high status. So that's what القدر يعني عظيمة عظيمة عند الله عز وجل. It is something so honorable on Allah سبحانه وتعالى's eyes. Also, Allah سبحانه وتعالى said about it, إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة. He called that night a blessed night. Laylatul Mubarak. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this night, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. In that night, all precious matter are decided in that night, in Surah 44, verse 4. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم told us, مَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Whoever stand up and pray that night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he did this for the sake of Allah, seeking the reward, all his or her and her previous sins will be forgiven. كانوا يسمونها الليلة الحطوط. الحطوط because تحط الذنوب حطة. It is the night that wash out and wash away all your sins. Why it is a blessed night? Because there is so much goodness happened during this night. A lot of people come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's so much good deeds are offered on that night, and also the coming up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in return, there is so much goodness coming down to earth. So anything that you do in that night, it will be khayrun min alf shahr. It is better than more than 1,000 month of worship. So that means reading Quran in that night will be better than 1,000 months of reading Quran. Praying in that night will be better than 1,000 months of reading Quran. As-sadaqah in that night, it is better than 1,000 months of sadaqah. That's something huge. That's why Al-Razi rahimahullah said, من قام ليلة القدر سنوات طويلة كأنما عاش أعمارا مديدة. Those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them to witness Laylatul Qadr many years, as if they lived centuries and centuries, because every year will be equal to 1,000 months, يعني 83 years. That's more than 83 years, actually. Can you imagine? This is like you add every year 83 years and more to your life. That's why this is such a blessed night. Also, Allah said, سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ. So it's the night of salam, the night of peace, the night where people will be saved from the harm of the shaitan and the harm of the sins. It is the night where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send peace and blessings upon the people at that night. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. It's the night where the angel will descend down. My brothers and sisters, Jibreel alayhi salam only come down to this earth when there is a very major thing happening. He bring the wahi, al-Quran. He came to destroy the Qawm Lut. He come to give a glad tiding to Ibrahim. Jibreel, the chief of the angels, only come down to earth when something so great. So when Allah telling us that Jibreel keep coming to the earth even after the death of the Prophet ﷺ, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحِ يعني the angels and ruh, which is Jibreel, come down into this earth every single year during this night, because it's something very special. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam been reported in hadith Ibn Khuzaymah, and Imam Ahmad rahimahullah fil Musnad reported that they akthar min adad al hasa, more than the stones in the face of the earth at that night. Why? Why Jibreel radiallahu anhu, sallallahu alayhi, the chief of the angels, and all these angels down into the earth, sent down to the earth to make istighfar for us, to ask Allah to accept our tawbah, to say ameen for our dua. Can you imagine? This is something like really give me goosebumps when I think about it. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-ghani, the one who has no need for us, send these great sinless creatures for us, just to intercede for us, to pray for us, to pray for you and me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us. It is a day, a night where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed things upon people. فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. Precious matter will be decided that night. That's why it's been reported that Ibn Abbas wa Mujahid wa Ikrimah wa Sulami wa Jama'a Kabira wa Tabi'in قالوا, in this night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decide who will go to Hajj this year. In this night, who will live, who will die. Without what, so it's a taqdeer sanawi. The predestiny is basically decided in a yearly base. And it's been decided for all humanity, but for that year in particular, Allah tell the angel what will take place. And the angel will write down what will happen during this year. May Allah make us among those who Allah free them from hellfire this year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who He accepted during this year.